Hey everyone, and welcome back to your daily Linux and open source news show. And today we'll start by talking about Google, because it seems the bad practices of the company just don't stop at Google Search, Google Ads, YouTube, and other products. They also permeated to the Pixel program, Pixel being their phones, basically. It looks like Google tried to bribe influencers with Pixel phones to review and use in advance, but only if said influencers agreed to not feature that Pixel alongside any competition, or if they agreed to always show preference for the Pixel. Basically, you either had to lie about your own feelings and not have a comparative review at all on the channel or on your Instagram account or whatever, or you just didn't have a Pixel review on the same day as other creators. So it was another case of, do you want to trade your integrity for more potential views? And I'm pretty sure a bunch of people had no problems with that. And it's not an interpretation of what happened. It's clearly labeled in text. There's a question influencers had to answer to get into that program. That question said, if it appears other brands are being preferred over the Pixel, we will need to cease the relationship between the brand and the creator. Meaning that, yes, you can get that Pixel to get your new Instagram selfies, but if you at any point take a picture with another phone and say, yeah, you know what, I think it renders colors better, then you lose access to the Pixel and you won't get any new ones in the future. Not good. Google said their language missed the mark and that this Team Pixel program is not meant for press or tech reviewers, but just for content creators. But that's really gaslighting. Everyone knows a content creator that gets a free Pixel will make a video review about it, or a text review, or a photo review, or Instagram reel, or TikTok, or whatever else, talking about that phone, because that's gonna get them some views. They're gonna do it. Even if it's just an Instagrammer using the Pixel to take their next set of pictures, they will still say some things about the phone to get people to buy it, because if not, then they don't do well. What the thing that Google gave them the Pixel for. Also, some independent reviewers and tech journalists were apparently grouped into that Team Pixel program for their review units. They weren't part of the usual review units program for press, they were just in that Team Pixel program. Meaning that, no, Google doesn't really draw a line between press, content creators, and influencers, and whatever else. It's all the same today. Like, if you're a content creator talking about phones, you are a tech reviewer and you basically are some form of press, even though you don't really have the same education or anything like that. I wouldn't call myself press, for example. Anyway, well done, Google. You basically made everyone suspicious of any positive review that your new Pixel phones will get now. Anyone that is remotely interested in tech news or phones will have heard about this issue and this attempt to force some good press and early reviews from various influencers, and thus no one will believe any good review coming for that phone in the future, even if it was actually true and the phone was really good. So yeah, very counterproductive thing. And you might think it's super common that when you start working with a specific brand, you cannot talk about competitors positively, or you cannot like make a honest review. That is not the case for most companies. Everything I reviewed on the channel, there never was any attached terms to how positive the review had to be. Every review unit I got, even some companies that sent me free products, had no specific directions on what I could say or not. And if they had, I would never have worked with them. When I did the video on the Synology NAS, I was not supposed to say good things. I was just supposed to do something with the NAS. When I get a Tuxedo laptop to review, I don't have to say any good things about it. If I only say bad things about all their products, sure, they will probably stop sponsoring the channel. But at that point, if I hate their products, they will probably be dropped by me as a sponsor first. So it is not a common thing, at least not with anybody I've worked with. I have never had even a sponsor that forces me to not talk about their competitors in other videos or to just say good things all the time about them and not have my own opinions. So yeah, as someone else put it, Google did what basically every other major tech company wished they would have done first. The problem is this is going to backfire heavily, and now no one can trust any Pixel review that's coming in the future because you don't know if they haven't just maintained those terms and added them for everyone else and added an NDA on top of that. So yeah, well done, Google. It also looks like game mode as the little tool isn't dead. The previous release for that thing was in December 2023, so a long while back, and since Feral, the game developers who also developed this tool, haven't really had a major game for Linux out recently, I sort of thought the project was done and maybe dead, but no, they have a new version out today or yesterday. Now, if you don't know what game mode is, it's basically a little daemon and a small library that you can build into your program, and that daemon lets your game or any demanding program request a bunch of optimizations and prioritization from the CPU to ensure that things are as fast as possible. It basically just pins itself to certain cores of your CPU to get the best performance possible. It prioritizes the thing that is currently full screen on your display at the expense of everything else running in the background. It's just a, okay, focus on this one program right now because that's the only thing I'm gonna be doing for the foreseeable future, so don't dedicate resources to something that isn't the thing that is currently full screen. And it generally can give a few performance boosts for a lot of titles, and some games, especially from Feral, already integrate game mode into the game's launcher or code, meaning you don't necessarily have to have it installed on your system, or at least you don't have to pass a specific argument when launching the game to make it use game mode. But it can work with any title and even regular programs. Now, that new version fixes various bugs and crashes, but more importantly, it fixes issues with hybrid CPUs, because game mode can pin the program to a specific core or set of cores, but on a certain hybrid CPUs, like for example, the Intel 13th Gen CPUs, it just didn't really identify these as having separate core things, and so it could pin things to like efficiency cores, which is not what you want. You want the program to be pinned to the performance cores, which are the ones that are going to deliver the performance. So this is the main fix of it. And the reason I'm reporting on this thing is just because it's nice to see that it has an update. It might not feel like this thing does much, but honestly, in certain CPU-intensive tasks or games, you can squeeze out 2 to 5% more FPS, and that's never a bad thing for any type of computer. And finally, to conclude today's episode, something that is rare enough to be mentioned, there's a new RTS game coming, and it's an open source game. And those free and open source games aren't necessarily rare, but quality free and open source games are few and far between. And this one is called Beyond All Reason, and it's a spiritual successor to Total Annihilation. It's based on the Recoil engine, which is a hard fork of the Spring engine, which was a 3D engine for Total Annihilation. The game is still in what they call Alpha Plus, so very much not finished, but they have a new trailer that will evoke good memories if you've ever played Total Annihilation, or more recently if you've played Supreme Commander. Beyond All Reason supports Windows and Linux, and the game is distributed as an app image and Flatpak on Linux. You can already try the alpha, and that's definitely something I will do, because I was a fan of these RTS games, I was a fan of Total Annihilation, I supported Supreme Commander on Kickstarter when it was announced. I think it was the very first collaborative project that I funded, well, that I supported, at least, didn't fund it on my own, obviously, and I played it a lot, so yeah, I really, really enjoy these games, and I will definitely give this one a shot, especially since it is free and open source. And if you have any nostalgic feeling for Total Annihilation, then you probably are going to want to give it a shot as well. The trailer looks pretty good. Anyway, this will conclude today's episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. As always, thank you all for supporting the channel. Thank you all for supporting what I do. And I guess you will hear me in the next one tomorrow. Bye!